Slideshow season 20, episode 42. Memory's running low on the fucking Android device, that's for sure. Memory. Isn't that such a weird thing? Like, people don't even, like, you know, like, it's weird because I used to run a tech support, it was like a computer repair business, and people always get surprised off that, and they say, yo, you used to run a computer repair business? I was like, yeah, bro, I used to have a lot of businesses and shit, you know. Some of them didn't reach the threshold where I have to report it to Uncle Sam. So we'll just keep that between me and you, you know. But yeah, I used to run that, and it was called Giant Repair. I used to be a San Francisco Giants fan, and I'm no longer a San Francisco Giants fan because they kneel for the national anthem. Actually, they did in 2020, and then they put Vax up on the field, and then they fucking, you know, they put Vax up on the field, and then they put these cardboard cutouts, you know, in the fucking stadium, and then they had, like, people, like, kind of, like, tell people to, like, be, like, to go along with it, and I was just like, that's, like, fucking stupid to me. And then, you know, there was, like, other things that happened, but, yeah, it's impossible for me to be a San Francisco Giants fan again. You know, I mean, you know, with the Super Bowl, you know, I grew up a 49ers fan, you know, with the Niners being in the Super Bowl, I was just like, no emotion, bro. There was just absolutely no emotion. And, you know, it's just woke, all sports is woke sports, bro. That's what people need to understand. Some people aren't willing to cancel things out of their life that they enjoy due to their something that conflicts on their values. When we look at the professional sports in America, yes, it definitely is anti-American, 100%, because all of them are. It's anti-Christian, you know, all of them are. That's right. You know, you have the hockey people that are taping up pride, or they're taping up their hockey sticks with, you know, like the pride rainbow shit. Yeah. It's wild, bro. And, you know, I mean, you know, with hockey is weird because, you know, like, these are, like, fucking leagues that are supposed to be, like, supposed to be manly men, you know, but then, like, they're like, oh, yeah, we're inclusive and shit. So let's virtue signal to the figs of the world. So I use that word a lot because I realized that it was a problem, you know. And, like, I'm just so, like, I'm a troll. I'm a troll, you know. Like, when I get on the freeway, I get in the lane that's going to have to merge to see, just to see what people are, just to see what people are going to do, bro. You know, I get in merging lanes on purpose just to see if someone is going to try to test me. Troll-based personality. Mm-hmm. Entertained. Do I get a rise out of it to see if someone's going to really try to fucking run in front of me? 100%. Yep, you gotta do it, bro. Well, no, you don't gotta do it. You don't gotta do it. But if you're sly from the Sly Show, you do shit like that, you know, you to purposely see if someone is this going to be the day that they test. And you know what? There was this Asian lady that tested me the other day on that shit. And I was like, aha! Hey, man, she hopefully doesn't have any balls, but let's just be honest, bro. She has some fucking balls right there. Don't say that in front of the wrong person, though. You know, you might fucking be on some weirdo shit. So, it was interesting. Last night, I was on 4chan, and I was looking at some of the things that they were talking about, and oh, man, transgenderism everywhere we look on there. And I like 4chan because it's speech, freedom of speech. Yes, freedom of speech. You know, you can't go on Pornhub now in Texas. And, you know, it's funny that the people who are under the impression that the TikTok ban is opposing freedom of speech, but they are also opposing the freedom of speech with the Pornhub. Now, porn is like one of these things where it's a lot of weak men, you know, flock to it. And those who get into it and those have these porn addictions are, that's a separate topic. I just think it's kind of funny that the people who are, you know, saying that we need to keep TikTok, the same people who are saying, the normies, these are normie conservatives, by the way, you know, because they didn't start inheriting these ants or these, let's keep TikTok in our society because this violates my freedom of speech. You know, now I've said what I've said about TikTok. You know, it's Chinese propaganda, 100%, period, point blank. You know, I don't care that your boy Trump told you that, oh, well, you know, we're going to keep TikTok around and, you know, it's like, it's really, you know, we can't give power to Facebook. No, actually, Trump's bought and paid by TikTok. Yes. Yes. What was his name? Jeff Yass. He has a few of these Republicans in his pocket. He has, who does he have in his pocket? He has Trump. He has fucking Thomas Massey. These are factual things. These are actual factual fucking things that anybody can look up. Vivek Ramaswamy. Oh, so you're telling me that Vivek Ramaswamy made a whole thing with Jake Paul? And they're fucking telling people, oh, TikTok is for the youth. That's just how Republicans, you know, this is how it works, bro. Is these politicians will frame things to fit their narrative, and the stupid asses, the normies, will say, you know what? Yeah, bro, like, the youth is on TikTok, and, you know, we got to get the GOP, you know, involved, and this is going to be good, so let's keep TikTok. Chinese propaganda? Are we clear with this, or what? So Jeff Yass has Trump in his pocket, he has Vivek, he has Thomas Massey, and that's what you need to know. You know, it's Chinese propaganda, bro. They're spying on you, bro. They're spying on you, and you know, you can either be a little bitch, and you know, you know, it's just one of those things, like, if you got people who are getting paid to tell you something, you don't want to trust them. All right? You've got people who are getting paid. They do not have your best interest. I know that this is, like, frustrating. And it's like, you know, especially people who are, like, on the Trump train. You know, I know it's discouraging. And I know it sounds very, like, anti, oh, our side. Like, bro, please stop talking about conservatives this way, bro. This really, like, really angers my fucking personality. And, you know, you're really getting under my skin. All right. Once again, there is no right. There is no left. There is the people that are opposing the establishment. And there is the establishment. In most cases, the Jewish people, the Israel fucking Zionists that run America, that run society, are the ones that are pushing for everything. I'm just like, yo, I'm just like the information station, okay? Hey, you know what? If you guys want to fucking continue to be little normie faggots, then be normie faggots, bro. But the reality is that's the facts. You know, people have created a new narrative. People, there's a new narrative for this TikTok. You know, Trump said we need to keep TikTok, so let's create some more additional narratives. Let's create additional reasoning why we need to keep TikTok. Because all of us groypers are against. Let's come up with a new narrative. The new narrative is that Israel wants to ban TikTok, and that's why Trump was keeping TikTok. Because obviously Trump is not bought and paid by Israel. So that's the new narrative. Now, not going to single out the Israel stance. You know, maybe they are, maybe they're not. I don't know that, just like you don't know that. Okay, but the fact is a lot of these people who are on the TikTok train, you know, are coming up with reasons why we need to keep TikTok. Those of you who oppose Israel, I commend you. Are you an anti-Israel motherfucker or what? Those of you that are Christian people that have understood everything I've said about October 7th, about Jews running the world, about Jews running society, about, you know, them being involved in the LGBTQ agenda, them being involved in the anti-white rhetoric, them being involved in the anti-Christian rhetoric, them being involved in the anti-gun rhetoric, them being involved in the open borders policy, them being involved in the entertainment business, them being involved in the media, them being involved. Those of you that have understood these things, I commend you. Because there are a lot of boomer Republicans, that is the worst Republican, that believe the narrative. The narrative is October 7th and there was like these terrorists and, you know, we need to fucking stand with Israel. No, we don't. So there's a lot of people who have believed that narrative and, you know, but when we look at this Israel TikTok thing, maybe Israel wants to buy a TikTok for all we know, but it still does not change the fact. It does not change the fact that TikTok is a Chinese propaganda tool that has spied on Americans. And if you have it, if your kids have it, if anybody has it in your house, good luck. Some people are okay with it, bro. I remember this dude was telling me about Temu. Okay, well, who's Temu? Another Chinese propaganda spy tool. Temu is a CCP-backed company that does like Amazon, what Amazon does, but they're cheaper and then it takes you a little longer to get it. Shein is another one of those companies. So someone said to me, you know, the reason why people are okay with being spied on is because they, like I said, this goes back to the professional sports stance that people have. I'm okay with it, bro. I'm okay that they fucking have demonic bitches like Ice Spice. Look, here's the deal, bro. People are okay with being spied on. People, normies are okay with it. They're fine because what they get out of it, they get at what do they get out of it? Bro, I was at the gym yesterday, by the way. Shout out to everybody that be in gyms. All right, I was at Planet Fitness. My boy Spencer was like, bro, look at Planet Fitness. There's a situation where a fucking man went in the woman's locker room and he was shaving his nuts and shit. And, you know, let's not get into it. But most people are okay with being spied on. Most people are okay watching sports, even though it conflicts their views, because that entertainment is more important. People are addicted to their phones. People are addicted to TikTok. People, they don't give a fuck. What, you think people, bro, I'm going to tell you right now, people don't give a fuck. Just like they don't give a fuck about sports, okay? Sports definitely conflicts a lot of what conservatives are supposed to be about, you know? If people are okay with it. This dude told me, he said to me, he says, yo, do you know about Alibaba? And I said, no. He says, bro, it's like a wholesale company. You know, you can buy like those of you that have like merchandise companies. I'm giving you guys facts now. I'm giving you guys fucking game is what I'm doing now. Okay, so there's a company called Alibaba. And it's basically like, you know, it's like this company where you can buy shit in wholesale, like for like hell of, like you buy like 30 like fucking Yeti cups and you could get like your logo printed on it. Okay. So you go to Alibaba and then, you know, it's super cheap. It's basically the Temu model. It's the Shein model. Okay. It's super cheap. CCP based. So the dude who told me, he's like, you know, you know, it's very cheap and you get your products very cheap. And, you know, your information gets sold to the CCP. Who? I mean, but it doesn't really matter. Like that. And I said, it doesn't matter? What do you mean it doesn't matter? He's like, well, you know, I mean, shit. I mean, all shit's out there anyway. So, you know, it doesn't really matter. Most people are okay with TikTok spying on them. They're okay with Sheen spying on them. They're okay with your information being sold out to the CCP or foreign adversaries because they're getting what they want out of it. This is why, this is, you know, like yesterday when I was telling you guys, actually it was today, because by the time you see this, if you're double backing on these shows, you're going to see these shows like at the same time. You know, I'm basically releasing two shows in a very short period of time, you know. So the reason why is because, you know, it doesn't affect people. People's political stances, you know, they always say, "Oh, I'm going to red pill her. I'm going to red pill my mom. I'm going to red pill my sister." What does that mean? That means you give them a bunch of information and you know, in the hopes that they start thinking like you. Right-wingers. You know, right-wingers, people on the left, people who have been indoctrinated, liberal indoctrinated, every turn they go. They go to school, they're indoctrinated. They turn on the music, they're indoctrinated. They turn on movies, they're indoctrinated. They turn on the news, they're indoctrinated. You know, these people are indoctrinated to think like leftists, to be leftist, to think like leftist, to act like leftist, to have a leftist mind frame. So when you red pill them, you say to themselves, oh, I'm going to give them a bunch of information about Gavin Newsom, and they're going to fucking, you know, they're going to change their political fucking party, their stances, their view on life. Look, I'm going to tell you right now, there is no such thing as red pilling somebody. People's political views change when their circumstances change. Okay? So like, okay, so you know, you can't change people's minds. People get this like God complex. Oh, I'm going to change somebody. Bro, look, people's circumstances change. Now, you can bring it to someone's attention that, hey, you know, you are what? You're a parent. I'm a parent. If I tell you, hey, your school over there that you send your kid to public school is indoctrinating them to think that they're the opposite gender, obviously you're fucking the alarms are going to go off in your head and you're going to say, whoa, what the fuck? They are? Oh shit. Why are they doing this? And you know, cause you might be just a fucking moderate motherfucker, like a person who's not even into politics. Right. But then what happens is you start fucking thinking about it and you'd be like, yo, what the fuck? What political party is pushing for this and what political party isn't? Circumstance changed. Your circumstances have changed, okay? So if you live in California, that's probably happening. If you send your kid to public school, all right? And, you know, if you are under the impression that, oh, my school is not going to do that, you, motherfucker, are delusional because all of them are doing it. Trust me. So the circumstances will change. When your circumstances change, your political views will change, okay? People are only going to change. People are only going to boycott if it really affects them. A bunch of black people kneeling and disrespecting the national anthem. No. No. Most people. All right. Is that going to, are they interrupting the game? Is it like what I mean by that? They might even do it during the game. Well, does the game still happen? Yeah. Did they complete that game? Yeah. Did the Super Bowl still happen? Yeah. Did my fantasy fucking player still play his fantasy, bro? I really don't care. People are only going to be affected by things that really, 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 really fuck with them. There's no red pill, though. No. People talk about being red-pilled all the time. And I'm just like, yo, that's kind of funny to me. Because it's not really you that are, like, changing their mind. It's just, you're just pointing things out to them that they're looking at it. And they're like, yo, these fucking teachers are fucking stupid. And, you know, and then, you know, there's other things that happen. But, you know, I mean, if you have people that you know that are willing to take on that information, you know, there are people who are willing to take on that information, and there are people who are willing, you know, it's like I saw a video of Cat Williams, and one of the audience members, I think, was representing Mexico, like a Mexico flag. And Cat Williams gets on him and shit like that. And, you know, that's something that, you know, people responded to on social media. You know, 100%, I 100% agree. You know, but there are certain types of people out there who will only react to it because it's race-based. Because Cat Williams is black. So a lot of people in the black community might react to that because it's all fucking stupid. It's all phony. This is where we get into identity politics. Identity politics is horrible, bro. Anyone who puts their race in front of political matters is identity politics. If a bunch of Asians are telling you, give a fuck because a bunch of blacks are fucking terrorizing Asians, but you don't have the same energy when the Mexicans were getting ran up on, then you're just playing identity politics. Identity politics is like one of the worst things anybody could do. I don't give a fuck what race you are. Bro, you can't talk about leftists. This is something that right-wingers do. You can't talk about leftists. Oh, leftist this and you know, identity politics. And then you turn around and you're worried about your race. You're okay, so let me get this straight. You're conveniently worried about your race, but you don't worry about other people's race, and so you get mad that black people play identity politics, or Mexicans play identity politics, or Asians play identity politics, but you play it. Okay. I get it. You know, Jews do that. You know, we saw that with right-wing Jews. Yes. They were playing identity politics with each other. It was like, you know, right-wing Jews, like Chaya Rychik from Libs of TikTok, was playing identity politics. Oh, this is such a big deal because, you know, Jewish people, you know what? Okay. So there was a Mexican woman that got beat up at a nail salon. Some dude walked into the nail salon. A Mexican lady got beat up, okay? A Mexican lady got beat up. And a bunch of Mexicans, Mexican-Americans, whatever it may be, you know, got pissed. Oh, what the fuck? Oh, shit. We're triggered because that's someone that looks like us. And they get all, you know, they get all worked up. Oh, that's so bad. You know, Mexicans were la raza. We're la raza. But, you know, Asians over here, like, been getting fucking beat up, too. And, you know, there was someone that got murdered on a subway train. You know, do we give a fuck about that? No. 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 Why would you, bro? People are only... And this goes back to people being selfish, bro. I think anybody getting fucking ambushed, it doesn't matter what race you are, is a big deal. I think anybody, and this is where people get selfish. You know, you talk about phone addictions in our society. You talk about people fucking making shit about themselves. You know, people only want to, you know, when we look at phones, you know, when we look at phones, people follow accounts that they want to see. And the minute you give people information, primarily, you know, a lot of times it's like what I give people. No, you can't label me, bitch. You can't label the Sly Show. I'm going to give you information that you may not like, but it's okay because I'm not trying to be part of your clique, your crew, your race, your fucking way of living. I am going to give you my views. And they, bro, if I sound like a leftist, I sound like a leftist. If I sound like a Republican, I sound like a Republican. But at the end of the day, I'm going to tell you what I really sound like. I sound like someone who's proud to be from America. America, bro. America. We out here in America. Yeah, so, you know, there's this, a lot of people is just fucking selfish fucks. You know, a lot of people are just really just about themselves. And they use their political stances and their political views to show that. You know, you only care about your race. Okay. I'm cool. Yeah, I mean, I understand. You know, there's a WNBA star, former WNBA star. Her name is Cheryl Swoops. And she said, black people can't be racist. That's 100% they can be. Anybody could be racist against another race, bro. I'm gonna tell you right now. All right? No one is, like, protected on that. White people could be racist against black people. Black people could be racist against Mexicans. Asians could be racist against black people. You know? It is one of the most ignorant things to think that your race cannot be racist. You know what else is a very ignorant thing? Is to think that your race is like the only one that matters. White lives matter, black lives matter, Asian lives matter. It's all division, bro. Since the minute we're born, we are divided. That's right. Sports teams, political views, religion. The division is real. And it's gonna get crazier as we get closer to November because, you know, I mean, this is what they're doing, bro. You know, I really think like the liberals, you know, they're just really about race. Like they're just like race. Everything is that. They know there's a lot of normies in the left wing sector, whether it be Hispanic people, Asians, blacks, whatever, they know they can use that. You know, there was a long time before Obama was president where, you know, race wasn't really a big deal. I remember in the late 90s, you know, there were a lot of things that were being done where, you know, people weren't even mentioning it. Morgan Freeman says it best. You want to end racism, stop talking about it. Morgan Freeman also said that he doesn't like Black History Month. Why give these people a whole, just a month? You're just giving these, you know. It's all virtue signal, bro. It's all virtue signaling that the Democrats do. Understand that both sides are evil, but you have to acknowledge when one side is fucking up. I don't give a fuck what people label me as. People say, oh, you a Trumper. No, actually, I can't stand the guy. I really can't stand the guy. I think he's a sellout. Matt Gaetz has some allegations against him that he was having sex with a minor. Florida, was he congressman? I believe he's a congressman. Yes. So that's Matt Gaetz. But for the people who are in, you know, that are stuck with their whole right-left to shit, you know, that's just fake news. And that's just, you know, like propaganda. You could just say that to yourself. You know what? Matter of fact, that's what you should say. There's no way that that's true. There's no way that Matt Gaetz could be having sex with a minor. He's a politician. You know, politicians don't do that. Politicians are moral. You know, especially him, like, you know, I think this guy's a Republican, or not, I don't think he's a Republican, he is a Republican. I think he's a Christian. So there's no way that Matt Gaetz would be having sex with a minor. No way. I mean, isn't this guy, like, against abortions and shit? Yeah, no fucking way. No fucking way that this guy is fucking having sex with a minor. Are you saying that Matt Gaetz is a pedophile? Bro, what is wrong with you, Sly? Why would you even be thinking this shit? Allegations, bro. Some of them are fake, some of them are real. You know, Danny Masterson, I don't know, like they don't really talk about that one. Like the dude like raped girls and shit. Like, he literally raped girls. And they said that he's, like, having a hard time in prison. Is it because he's taking dicks up the ass? Probably. No, I think, you know, they don't really fuck around with that shit, bro, in prison. No, they don't fuck around with that. Well, traditionally they didn't. I don't know how it is these days. But traditionally, you know, any type of, like, pedophilia or rape or anything like that, molestation, you know, they don't fuck around with that shit, bro. Your days is numbered. Oh, Danny Masterson was on That 70s Show, the guy with the Jufro. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, so, you know, I mean, I didn't really see too much outrage on that, but, you know, I mean, it is what it is. The facts are the facts. So that is someone who was, you know, alleged, and then he got charged. Yeah, just the establishment media, mainstream media, you know, they are in control of your thoughts. 100%. People are controlled by what to get outraged over, because you could look at situations and sometimes things don't pick up steam or whatever the fucking situation may be. The powers that be, Jewish people, make the rules. They say you need to be fucking outraged about George Floyd. Yesterday there was someone, there was a report, the subway system in New York City. Someone got murdered. Yeah. Just on the subway, you know, people taking public transportation in New York City. Mm-hmm. Now, you know, that was interesting because, you know, like last week, the New York, which they're all liberals and they're all Democrats, and the policy that they are pushing is liberal policy, soft on crime policies. You know, they want to fucking bring, you know, I seen Kathy Hochul on the New York New York governor. She was up on The View and she was like, you know, this is Republicans' fault. And it probably is, but it's also the Democrats' fault. They're both part of the same shit. So it really doesn't really fucking matter how you look at that. Yeah, they're part of the same shit. That's where you need to understand. But New York City. Remember those old school 90s commercials? I do. 90s, what a fucking time it was. What a time it was. They announced recently that they were going to deploy the National Guard to protect the subway system. And yesterday, someone got murdered on the subway. So the National Guard is like, that was just like all a bunch of bullshit. Well, maybe they didn't actually deploy the National Guard. Maybe that's just something that they said, because we all know every politician lies. And anyone who is a politician is going to lie. And I don't give a fuck who the fuck you like, what political party you're from, what fucking thing, you know. They're all liars. So maybe that was a virtue signal and the National Guard wasn't even there. So someone got murdered. Which goes back to my original thing that I said about the New York subway system. You know, people getting, you know, murdered and people, you know, the crime. You know, Daniel Penny was the guy who fucking killed somebody and he got charged for manslaughter because there was some fuckery happening on the subway. And this guy actually goes to prison. Or I don't know his situation. Yeah, New York City, bro. It's a joke. It's a joke. Every blue city is a joke. It's a joke. It's a joke. Mm-hmm. It's a joke. There's nothing. There's not. You know. And these people, see, what it is they're the policy. You know, the policy pushers. You know, these people. The agenda. It's an agenda. It's overall agenda. It's no one is, I mean, really, if we were to be honest about it, you know, I think Ron DeSantis has done some things where he's kind of gone outside of, I guess, the Republican, like the Republican narrative, because, you know, usually you see what happens is you see like red states do things, right? Like red states are banning transgenders from doing this. So you'll see like all the red states do the same shit. You know, they'll just all, you know, like when Texas had that thing, which ended up, you know, back to politics being theater and nothing ever came of that. Remember there was that whole situation a couple weeks ago where Texas was, you know, going to, you know, stand up to the government? No, nothing ever happened to that. But you saw like a bunch of red states that will do the same thing. It's like copycats. Now, when we look at Florida, Ron DeSantis has kind of gone outside of that, where he's done some things that set him apart from other red states. And don't get me wrong, you know, I think the things that people like Kevin Stitt does, you know, are great. I think those things are great. But a lot of the things that you see in blue states and red states, there's an overall agenda. Okay, there's a conservative agenda. Okay, so conservatives are like, you know, like the IVF thing. You know, there you'll see a lot of these different states act the same. It's because they're all part of the agenda. There's a liberal agenda. There's a conservative agenda. Okay. Unfortunately, you know, when we look at the Republican agenda, a lot of these fucking people are willing to fucking kill babies. Trump has kind of like made it clear that, you know, the only way that fucking Republicans are going to win elections is if you pass or if you allow like 6 week, if you don't allow 6 week bans. That's why when Trump said about Ron DeSantis, oh, that was a very bad decision for him to ban abortions at 6 weeks. You know, there is an overall agenda in the political party. 100%. The Republicans are on their way to continue their, you know, see, this is where we get into, you know, look, I think I've said this and I will continue to say it, that there is no right and there is no left. It's all contradiction, bro. Politics is all a contradiction. If you're following your side, okay, if you're saying, oh, I'm a conservative, oh, yeah, I'm a conservative, you're going to contradict yourself. There's no, that's why you don't want to do that. You don't want to say, oh, I'm a conservative, bro. I love America and I love my guns and I love my life. Okay, so okay, let's take it down that. Let's go down a little alleyway there then. What do you think about abortion? Oh, I'm against it. What do you think about vaccines? Oh, I'm for it. Or no. What do you think about abortion? I'm against it. What do you think about medical freedom? Oh, well, you know, I mean, shit, you can't be telling me what to do with my body. See? Just contradicting yourself. It's a contradiction. And then what happens is Republicans get into space. Well, you know, I mean, that one is murder and shit. No, you're contradicting yourself. You're contradicting yourself. TikTok. Are you for it or are you against it? Well, you know, Trump told me that, you know, I mean, I'm for TikTok. Okay. What do you think about fucking Pornhub? Because it's the same fucking thing. It's the same fucking thing. One is a Chinese propaganda tool that is an app in America, and one is could say that it's leading to a lot of detrimental things to happen to men. You know, so what you know? Are you for TikTok? Yeah, because Trump told me I'm for TikTok. Are you for Pornhub? No, I'm not for Pornhub because the religion people said that we need to be against it. Okay, you don't think for yourself. This is where I'm at. This is where we're at, bro. It's where we're at. It's ugly out there right now. Now, you know, and I would say this, most people don't see it. You know, most people are just like, kind of like, just, yeah, let's just go along with the narrative. Yeah, Israel was trying to buy TikTok. That's why Trump was fucking opposing it. Because Trump, there's no way Trump is fucking bought and paid by Israel. No? Oh, I'm going to tell you right now, he is. I'm going to tell you right now, and, you know, these fucking groypers will fucking act like, oh, no. Okay. Okay. You'll have your moment. Ari Emanuel is that basically the force behind getting Kid Rock, Dana White, UFC, Trump, all these fucking people to, you know, start telling people to drink Bud Light, give them a second chance, you know, this and that, you know. He told Trump to, you know, the donors are Jewish, bro. The donors behind the Bud Light. And you know, then conservatives who are for, you know, all of a sudden pro Bud Light, then they'll get into a space where they're saying, well, it's the freedom beer now. We took it back. What the fuck are you talking about? But that's just how it goes, is for the people who are for TikTok, the people who are for Bud Light, maybe they're for vaccines as well, because Trump said there's only the truth is the truth. Facts are facts. And that's why I say you guys sound like leftists, because you do. I mean, people who believe that there's more than two genders, okay? You ask them, what is a woman? Well, you know, it's not about if we can get pregnant. It's like, you know, it's just like the mind frame that we have. You know, it's the feeling, it's the energy that's in the air that tells me I'm a woman. That's how these Trump people, that's like some of the, you know, that's the energy that they have when you ask them about Bud Light. Oh, well, we took it back. We're not selling out. We took the beer back. And then you ask them about TikTok. Well, you know, that infringes on like our free speech. So like we're for it. We're for the TikTok thing, bro. We're pro TikTok. Look. And it's been a week of TikTok. It's been a week of TikTok. People been talking about it. I'm going to tell you right now. I urge, if you're an actual fan of the Sly Show, I urge you to think for yourself. Don't form your opinions because someone who you're voting for president, told you that you need to be for TikTok. All right. The reality of the Restrict Act, that is the act that Thomas Massie, and let me give him credit. Okay. I looked at his history, his ex history of him talking about TikTok, and he's been against TikTok. He's been against banning TikTok for a while. Credit where it's due. Hey, I'm a fair person, bro. I'm a very fair person. When you hear me criticize Trump, when you hear me criticize Republicans, when you hear me criticize these people, because at the end of the day, I do have conservative views. My views are conservative. However, I am not going to let these politicians gaslight me or gaslight you, you know, and try to act like it's some other shit going on. Okay, because the reasonings are just all bullshit. You know, the majority of the people that are like talking about, oh, I'm pro TikTok, they're trying to come up with reasons why we need to support TikTok because Trump said that we need to support TikTok. Thomas Massie, definitely he's been against the Restrict Act. I think the Restrict Act, for what it is, it was the foreign adversaries. If a foreign adversary, such as China, you know, started a website, the president has power to delete that website. That's what the Restrict Act is. Okay. Now, as far as would this be, you know, would TikTok fall in this category? Yes, because the CCP, which is China owned, is a foreign adversary, okay? And, you know, you could do that. Elon Musk's ex, would it fall in line with the Restrict Act? No, it wouldn't. America owned. America owned. So the president can't. So based on the Restrict Act, you can't delete it because X, Elon Musk, whatever the fuck he calls it, it's American owned. They're using that as an argument why we need to keep TikTok. And the only reason why they're talking about this is because Trump made a statement that we need to keep TikTok. Just like the Bud Light, just like TikTok, 100% majority of conservative people on the right were against TikTok. Now that Trump said what he said, there are certain people in there, normie conservatives, that are for TikTok. You gotta look at the situation is before Trump said it, everybody was against TikTok. And now that he said, you know, these are the people that are controlled. All right. Slideshow season 20, episode 40. What is this? 42? Yeah, bro. We getting in, bro. All right. You guys have a wonderful weekend. God bless everybody out there. And we did another 5 shows this week. Damn, we're pretty good at this. Bro, you're like sly, bro. You're doing these shows. It's fucking sunshining outside. It's going to be getting hot, bro. All right, yo. You guys have a God bless weekend, and I appreciate y'all. Check me out wherever you check me out, however you watch this, you listen to it. It's all love. It's all love, man. Appreciate you guys, man. For real. Slideshow.com. Peace out.